When it comes to patrons of the arts, there are few people as important to the cause in this city than Peggy Cooper Kafritz. The local matron passed this weekend at the age of 70, and D.C. will never be the same as a result. She was a no-nonsense woman who rankled quite a few politicians with her dogged stances on public education, among many other things. She knew media because she worked in the business, but her ability to bring people together was remarkable. It would have been enough to have founded the Duke Ellington School of the Arts. That institution created so many vibrant bodies and minds, and existed as a space where our kids could thrive and let their art shine as a means to grow their skills and make careers. I have no idea what this city would be without it. But she also had one of the world's great art collections, and her home was basically a gathering place for the most important names in Black Washington and otherwise. Peggy was forever a champion for kids and the culture, and her generous spirit meant that she was not only benevolent, but also extremely effective. May she rest in peace. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.